Triple M's Hot Breakfast, coming up to 28 minutes to 8, and Julie Bishop, the Foreign Minister, joins on the line in Perth, so really early in the morning over there. Julie, we really appreciate you making contact with the show this morning. Julie, can you bring any sense or any understanding to us as to what the hell has gone on in Las Vegas in the last 24 hours?
Oh, good morning, Eddie, Luke and Mick. I think we're all deeply shocked by this horrific massacre in Las Vegas, and I've been extending our sympathies to the families of the victims, at least 58 at this stage, and our thoughts are with those who have been injured, at least 515. And our thoughts are with the American people, for this is the deadliest mass shooting in US history. I've contacted the US Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, to extend our sympathies and offer whatever help we can. I've been in contact with our Consul General in Los Angeles throughout the night, and we are making urgent inquiries with local authorities to determine if any Australians are directly affected. And at this stage, we're not aware of any Australians who've been killed or injured in the shooting, but given the large number of people involved, this situation could change, and we're contacting hospitals and working with the local authorities. As for making sense of it, well, the Las Vegas police have confirmed that the suspect, the perpetrator, Stephen Paddock, took his own life. He appears to have acted alone. The motive for the shooting isn't known. ISIS have claimed responsibility for the attack, but the FBI say that Paddock had no links to the terror group, so obviously the investigation is ongoing. We've increased our consular staff in both Los Angeles and Las Vegas. They're contacting hospitals, working with local authorities to check if any Australians have been admitted to hospital, but none at this point. We've had about 150 calls from Australians worried about their loved ones who are or have been in Las Vegas, and I do urge anyone who has concerns about their loved ones to contact them directly, or if they can't, to ring our hotline on 1300 555 135. Eddie, about 365,000 Australians visit Las Vegas each year, it's been estimated, so there could obviously be quite a number of Australians in the vicinity. But at this stage, we don't have any information to suggest any
are among three quarters of the AFL there at the moment, Julie. That's
the prime party spot
at the moment.
It is a very popular tourist destination. The Las Vegas Visitor Authority says about 3.5 million tourists visit Las Vegas per month. So this was obviously a very crowded concert, a lot of people involved, between 20 and 30,000 people in the vicinity, and that's why the casualties are so high, 58 killed and 515 injured that we know of at this stage.
Hey, Julie, the mass murderer, Stephen Paddock, has been linked to his partner, an Australian woman who lived in on the Gold Coast for 10 years. There's been some of the reports around. Have you got any more information on that?
Yeah, the US authorities were making inquiries of us about an Australian woman, Mary Lou Danley, in connection with the incident, but they have advised that they don't believe she was involved in the incident. We understand that she was not in the United States, and the Las Vegas police have now said that she's no longer a person of interest. There are reports that her ID was used by the perpetrator, Mr. Paddock, but the local authorities are still investigating the incident, so we may hear more about that at some later date.
Julie, can we just pivot for a moment? You mentioned Rex Tillerson there, your counterpart in the United States. He's at odds with the US President Donald Trump at the moment. Donald Trump's basically saying North Korea, there's no point doing any negotiations with them. You've come out and supported Rex Tillerson's proposition that diplomatic ties must be strengthened, if anything, with North Korea at the moment. How's all that going? It's obviously a dangerous situation in world politics, but is it as dangerous as we're reading at the moment?
Well, there's no doubt that North Korea's actions present not only a regional security threat, but they are a global security risk. North Korea have undertaken numerous illegal ballistic missile tests, probably about 88 in all, that are in direct violation of UN Security Council resolutions. They've now carried out at least 6 nuclear tests, and the last one was said to be a thermonuclear device. So if that were ever deployed, it would have catastrophic consequences. I believe that we have to continue to exert maximum diplomatic and political and economic pressure on North Korea to compel it back to the negotiating table. I mean, the consequences of any kind of military action or the detonation of any of North Korea's weapons would be utterly catastrophic. I think the president was referring to the fact that all past negotiations with North Korea have failed. Every agreement in the past has been broken by North Korea. They've failed to honour any negotiated outcome. But that doesn't mean we stop trying. And I support Secretary Tillerson's efforts to include China in trying to find a solution. And as a member of the Security Council, a permanent member of the Security Council, China has a unique responsibility to ensure that the resolutions of the Council are upheld. And we must hold North Korea to account and deter it from carrying out any more of these tests, but also compel it back to the negotiating table.
Julie, thanks for joining us this morning. As we said, do we know what is it? It's over there. It's 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning over in Perth where you're working. You work non-stop and you do a great job for us, and we really appreciate you joining us on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Eddie. Thanks, guys.